Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is called Young at Heart. This one is a documentary about a singing group from Massachusetts made up of very, very senior citizens who travel the U.S. and Europe singing pop and rock songs.
Darling, you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
There's about seven or so new songs that I want to take a look at.
Oh! I feel good.
Nice.
Singing does a lot to your whole body.
It's got a lot of life. That's what we have, a lot of life.
I know this is a movie you probably won't see, but believe it or not, it's one that you should see. I know a British filmmaker doing a documentary doesn't sound so great, but it's easily the best documentary I have ever seen. It's amazingly touching and shows the enormous dignity and grace that some people choose to live with at the end of their lives, and sometimes you really, really have to wonder what's going on in this world. That's right. Well, I tell you, it's this guy who created and directed this group. In fact, you know, if I can find the application, I'm going to nominate this guy for King or Superhero of the Year or whatever. This movie will both break your heart and fill your heart, so yes, bring some Kleenex. Yes, that means you guys too out there. So on our movie night traffic light, Young at Heart is a green light. Our next movie is Speed Racer, and this is a live-action animated film. That means the people are real, but the scenes are mostly animated. It's a classic story where a boy always dreams of becoming a racer when he grows up, and then he's going to win the big tournament.
Your son seems to be interested in only one thing.
All drivers to your cars, please.
All he talks about.
The final countdown has begun.
All he seems capable of thinking about. Is automobile racing.
Pulling into victory lane, the winner, Speed Racer.
The guys that brought us the really cool effects of The Matrix did this movie, which is good and bad. Good because it's cool for like 15 minutes, but I think they got really excited about the effects and the animation. It made this movie over 2 hours long, which is way, way, way too long. The story is just not good enough to drag out for 2 hours. John Goodman and the monkey, they did a pretty good job though. So if you're up for this kind of movie, this one is just okay. So on our movie night traffic light, Speed Racer is a yellow. For more movie information, go to movienighttrafficlight.com. And until next time, enjoy the movies.